to get the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. I just am trying to learn more about the nature of the chemical bond. This interested me from the time I was 18 years old in 1919, when there was very little known about it. What makes atoms stick together? I wasn't interested in what makes atoms stick together in my body. That's much too complicated a problem. But if you look at a piece of metal, like that plaque on the wall, what makes the metal atoms stick to one another? Or if I think about water, what makes the hydrogen atom stick to the oxygen atom in water? And there was very little understanding, practically none, about the nature of the chemical bond then. And I attacked this problem, and of course other people attacked it too. I attacked it first by determining the structure of crystals by the diffraction of X-rays. This was a new technique, 10 years old when I began. Quite a number of structures had been determined, but there was a tremendous field opened, a tremendous amount of work that could be done. And then I determined the structure of gas molecules by electron diffraction. And then, or even before that, I had become interested in the theory of molecular structure, quantum mechanical theory of molecular structure. So with my students, I worked at this basic problem of molecular structure and chemical bonding in a whole lot of ways. And in 1931, I published a paper that clarified half a dozen or a dozen important points, answered a lot of questions. And in 1932 and 33, I published papers that answered more questions. And there are still questions to be answered, but a lot of clarification was introduced. So it was partially experimental and partially theoretical.